Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of May, recording at 9:16 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. Asian stock markets mostly firm. Another strong day in China, extending that breakout from its range on the A-share index. And also, we had the Japanese banks surge here again today. That's potentially quite important. And we had European markets quite firm overall. They mostly closed when Wall Street showed some reasonably good gains. Wall Street faded. So we closed with modest losses across the boards on Wall Street, but yeah, we're talking about 14 down on the Dow. I think it had been up 40 points or so at one stage. So that is a turnaround. I can tell you the S&P June contract, for instance, closed 10 points off its high. It is currently trading at 1525.50. That's up a fraction on the day, but it's, as I said, it's over 10 off the high on the day. Now, in terms of government bonds, these were soft in here today. Bond prices drifting, yields pushing up. And the dollar wobbled a bit in here. It was fairly weak at one stage, but then recovered most of those losses, although it was down against sterling. Sterling was strong in here today and pushed up to 198.64. Took place really, I think, when the minutes of the Bank of England meeting came out, and it was clear that, well, there was a unanimous vote for the last quarter point rate hike, and I believe talk of further rate hikes, or at least it created the impression that rates were likely to go up again. Precious metals firmer in here today, and they've been fairly weak, as you know, recently. They did not regain all of previous losses, but some loss of downside momentum, I can say. Silver back above 13 and 13.10, but that's 10 off the high, closed up 11. Gold bullion at up to 40 here at 661.65. And they were firm. Palladium, which had been the firmest previously, down a dollar. And interestingly, nickel, which had I've been talking about this $50,000 psychological resistance level. Well, nickel had remained very firm, kept testing it, kept nudging up above it, but it has fallen back from that again, and the chart does show some deterioration here. Most of the industrial metals were lower. All of the industrial metals were lower. And natural gas also a little lower. Crude up a wee bit. The soft commodities were mixed. Coffee up. Cotton down. The grains and beans, small gains. Okay, so what's going on here overall? As far as the global stock markets are concerned, they remain very much in overall upward trends, or the vast majority of them do, that is. They have been reaffirming those trends recently with some quite strong gains. And the main risk with that is that they get too overextended and then, of course, become increasingly vulnerable to those reversions to the mean in terms of their 200-day moving averages. So if Wall Street pauses and consolidates in a range for a few weeks, well, that would be a positive in my view, as long as there are no big downward dynamics overall. Now, I don't see the catalyst for a major deterioration in the markets. Yes, interest rates are still edging up in some countries, but that's pretty well known factor. Yes, China is risking in bubble territory, but it continues to confirm on the upside, so it's got to deteriorate before we have a potential problem in our hands in terms of sentiment in other markets. And yes, the long-dated government bond yields are rising, but they're not sprinting higher here, and nor are they at levels that would cause serious qualms among the central banks regarding inflation. But they're heading in that direction. Now, whether this is a long, torturous ranging phase before they, in base extension, before those yields really move up, it remains to be seen. I'm optimistic that they might not go up too quickly, but in a way, that's in the hands of the gods, or I should really say weather, because if we get spikes in food prices, there's been a lot of talk about that in food prices. Some food prices certainly have been pushing upwards, but this is not yet at crisis levels. So therefore, not quite the catalyst here to undermine the global stock market rally, nor is crude oil. But there's no grounds for complacency here. Crude, trading at 65.83, it wouldn't take much for crude to move from page 18 to page 1 in terms of the news coverage overall. So we're in an environment where the risks are known, but they are not really causing people to quake, or I think they need not cause us to quake at this stage. And meanwhile, there's some good money that's being made in these stock markets, and I'm not averse to participating in that run. Regarding the bonds, I would only want to be short on those if I had any positions. I don't have any at the at the moment, not least because I've not been wanting to add to positions very much prior to going on holiday. It just allows me to mention yet again that I'll be here tomorrow, but I'm off on Friday. It's a holiday on Monday, the bank holiday, Maybank holiday Monday, on Monday. And I'll be away the rest of next to next week of all, as well. Oh, and of course, we'll be producing comment of the day and the audio. But my resolve not to increase positions weakened in one respect. I did pick up a little more gold in here today, replacing. I was able to buy back the gold that I had sold, whether it was stopped out on the way down a few weeks ago, back on the 10th, I think it was, and I was able to buy that back at a lower level. I put it into the August contract, of course, this time. And what else to mention here? I've already covered the soft commodities, and I think they will be moving higher, but most of the activity has been ranging. Certainly in the grain and bean complex, we've seen a great deal of ranging recently, and I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't continue before we get another upward move. But a significant upward move, to repeat myself, really does require a crop threat, and that's not a certainty. Okay, I think that's it. I look forward to tomorrow, and hopefully some more interesting developments in some of our favorite positions. They are doing well. These mining shares are doing well. The Asian markets are doing well. But, so many markets are doing well. We're just kind of riding the crest of a wave here. Okay, all the best to all of you.